trap. A miracle. You enter this archway. You don't believe in paradoxes. You think they contaminate texts. You think they are entrapments. Oh, solitude. The mind is a muscle in need of regular exercise. A trap is an enclosure. It is a space designed to catch and retain. It often involves deception. It imposes a non-consensual state, unwanted immobility, upon those who are trapped. A situation which runs contrary to one's intentions or interests. It is possible to enter, but not to exit, a trap. While a trap is usually a physical, material object, a trap can also be a mental space, a totalizing paradigm, a logic lock, a bias, a limitation to the mind. A text can be such a trap.
Does a text ever release you?
A miracle. When an interpolating voice simply ceases to sound, and the single cosmos that it has constructed simply falls away. A miracle is an often welcome event, which is not explicable by natural or scientific laws, and is thus attributed to divine agency. It implies a paradigm shift, which renders possible something that was believed to be impossible. It opens up previously unavailable arenas of thinking. Trap and miracle are a paradoxical dialectic coupling. While seemingly excluding or opposing each other, more so, the two necessitate one another. Only when there is the idea of a trap, an inescapable construct, there will be a necessity for miracles.